This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People news bulletin. After a six-month study, NSA experts still have no clear idea how much more Edward Snowden may have been able to grab from the internet on his downloads than we know now, particularly because Hawaii's operation did not have up-to-date tracking software. Some NSA officials believe amnesty would be worth it to know that the leaks were stopped if we had enough verification. Doctors believe that marketing of attention deficit drugs are the real reason the diagnosis of ADD in children went from 600,000 in 1990 to 2.3 million today. Scientists are finding small plastic particles may be getting past water treatment plants and into the food chain in the Great Lakes and elsewhere. Federal courts, in light of the Supreme Court's same-sex rulings, have ruled on Utah's anti-polygamy laws and held several portions unconstitutional. The 20% of the middle class, between 41 and 60% of median income, has fallen steadily since 1979, while the rich have risen during that same period. Unlikely that this is a coincidence. Vitamin supplements are not governed by the FDA since they are not drugs, and many have been found to be mislabeled and badly manufactured, leading, according to some experts, to 50,000 adverse reactions per year. Cook Islands in the South Pacific has become a tax haven for the rich and some scoundrels because it has passed the grasp of U.S. courts. Sales taxes are 1% less on the internet. Mandians, a small religious sect in Iraq that cherishes proximity to water and reveres John the Baptist, is among the most persecuted in that country. Federal court has vacated a ban on horse slaughterhouses that's been intact since 2007. Authorities are moving against a snuggle house in Madison, Wisconsin, that was charging $60 per hour as a possible prostitution front. The snuggery in Rochester, New York, has not had those same problems. A nonprofit claims to have trained 100 professional snugglers across five continents. Assistant DA in Madison, Jennifer Zillery, says, "No offense to men, but I don't know any man who just wants to snuggle." The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBFFM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.